Now we're going to say a little bit more about the idea of the mismatch diseases. So according to Daniel Lieberman, who wrote a book called The Story of the Human Body, Evolution, Health and Disease, nothing in biology makes sense except in the light of evolution. So let's look at our evolutionary history and see if that can account for any of the diseases which we're looking at. So how and why our bodies work as they do today and why they develop certain diseases. So if we think back to 6 million years ago, in terms of evolution, that's when chimps branched off and took a different evolutionary pathway from ourselves. But the close relationship between humans and the great apes means that large numbers of physiological adaptations evolved during our shared evolution. And this is particularly important when we look at digestion and metabolism of foods. When you look at the great apes, plants make up about 98% of the ape diet. And because when you look at the comparison of brain sizes with chimps have about 400 cc's and humans have about 1,600 cc's, as evolution proceeded, what happened was vast amounts of energy were needed because of our large brain size. And so we became omnivores, we became hunter-gatherers, and now about a third of our diet came from animals. We were then consuming large amounts of vitamin C, iron, calcium, far more potassium than we do today, and far less sodium. And then, of course, as time proceeded, we became farmers, and then the Industrial Revolution occurred, and we know that there was cheap, abundant amounts of food around. The human body has evolved over millions of years to be very effective at storing fat. Fat was very important for survival, and evolution favored people who craved energy-rich food and stored it as fat. And so what's happened when we think about our diets today? We consume about 3 times less potassium and about 10 times more sodium, and we know sodium is really important in terms of cardiovascular disease. The ratio of essential fatty acids has changed from high levels of omega-6 to omega-3 ratios, and we know that that promotes inflammation, and inflammation is really important in terms of many diseases, but particularly in terms of heart disease. And we know that people eat more saturated fats and refined sugars. So when you think about evolution, it's not that genes have suddenly changed to cause these diseases, but what's happened, the environment with which genes interact has changed very, very quickly. And cultural evolution now means that humans mature faster, they've got smaller teeth, thinner bones, they sleep less, they're more stressed, they have far less active lifestyles, and then they eat more, particularly fats and sugars, all of which causes diseases. So as you consider your disease, I'd like you to look at, does mismatched diseases play a role in it? Think about evolution, think about the environment.